This is Grandmaster James Patrick Lacey, September 19th, 2006. Starting on paper 21, the Paradise Creator Sons, we will read Origin and Nature of Creator Sons and the Creators of Local Universes. The Creator Sons are the makers and rulers of the local universes of time and space. These universe creators and sovereigns are of dual origin, embodying the characteristics of God the Father and God the Son. But each Creator Son is different from every other. Each is unique in nature as well as in personality. Each is the only begotten Son of the perfect deity ideal of his origin. In the vast work of organizing, evolving, and perfecting a local universe, these high sons always enjoy the sustaining approval of the Universal Father. The relationship of the Creator Sons with their Paradise Father is touching and superlative. No doubt the profound affection of the deity parents for their divine progeny is the wellspring of that beautiful and well-nigh divine love which even mortal parents bear their children. These primary Paradise Sons are personalized as Michaels. As they go forth from Paradise to found their universes, they are known as Creator Michaels. When settled in supreme authority, they are called Master Michaels. Sometimes we refer to the sovereign of your universe of Nebadon as Christ Michael. Always and forever do they reign after the order of Michael, that being the designation of the first son of their order and nature. The original or firstborn Michael has never experienced incarnation as a material being, but seven times he passed through the experience of spiritual creature ascent on the seven circuits of Avana, advancing from the outer spheres to the innermost circuit of the central creation. The order Michael knows the grand universe from one end to the other. There is no essential experience of any of the children of time and space in which the Michaels have not personally participated. They are in fact partakers not only of the divine nature, but also of your nature, meaning all natures from the highest to the lowest. The original Michael is the presiding head of the primary Paradise Sons when they assemble for conference at the center of all things. Not long since on Universa we recorded a universal broadcast of a conclave extraordinary on the Eternal Isle of 150,000 Creator Sons assembled in the parental presence and engaged in deliberations having to do with the progress of the unification and stabilization of the universe of universes. This was a selected group of Sovereign Michaels, sevenfold bestowal sons. Origin and Nature of Creator Sons. When the fullness of absolute spiritual ideation in the Eternal Son encounters the fullness of absolute personality concept in the Universal Father, when such a creative union is finally and fully attained, when such absolute identity of spirit and such infinite oneness of personality concept occur, then, right then and there, without the loss of anything of personality or prerogative by either of the infinite deities, there flashes into full-fledged being a new and original Creator Son, the only begotten Son of the perfect ideal and the powerful idea whose union produces this new Creator personality of power and perfection. Each Creator Son is the only begotten and only begettable offspring of the perfect union of the original concepts of the two infinite and eternal and perfect minds of the ever-existent creators of the universe of universes. There never can be another such son because each Creator Son is the unqualified, finished, and final expression and embodiment of all of every phase, of every feature, of every possibility, of every divine reality that could throughout all eternity ever be found in, expressed by, or evolved from those divine creative potentials which united to bring this Michael Son into existence. Each Creator Son is the absolute of the united deity concepts which constitute his divine origin. The divine natures of these Creator Sons are, in principle, derived equally from the attributes of both Paradise parents. all partake of the fullness of the divine nature of the universal Father and of creative prerogatives of the eternal Son. But as we observe the practical outworking of the Michael functions in the universes, we discern apparent differences. Some creator sons appear to be more like God the Father, others more like God the Son. For example, the trend of administration in the universe of Nebadon suggests that its creator and ruling son is one whose nature and character more resemble that of the eternal mother son. It should be further stated that some universes are presided over by Paradise Michaels, who appear equally to resemble God the Father and God the Son. And these observations are in no sense implied criticisms, they are simply a recording of fact. I do not know the exact number of creator sons in existence, but I have good reasons for believing that there are more than 700,000. Now we know that there are exactly 700,000 unions of days and no more are being created. We also observe that the ordained plans of the present universe age seem to indicate that one union of days is to be stationed in each local universe as the counseling ambassador of the Trinity. We note further that the constantly increasing number of creator sons already exceeds the stationary number of union of days. Unions of days. But concerning the destiny of the Michaels beyond 700,000, we have never been informed. The creators of local universes. The Paradise Sons of the primary order are the designers, creators, builders, and administrators of their respective domains, the local universes of time and space, the basic creative units of the seven evolutionary superuniverses. A creator son is permitted to choose the space site of his future cosmic activity, but before he may begin even the physical organization of his universe, he must spend a long period of observation devoted to the study of the efforts of his older brothers in various creations located in the superuniverse of his projected action. And prior to all this, the Michael Sun will have completed his long and unique experience of paradise observation and Avana training. When a creator son departs from paradise to embark upon the adventure of universe making, to become the head virtually the god of the local universe of his own organization, then for the first time he finds himself in intimate contact with, and in many respects dependent upon, the third source and center, the Infinite Spirit, although abiding with the Father and the Son at the center of all things, is destined to function as the actual and effective helper of each Creator Son. Therefore is each Creator Son accompanied by a creative daughter of the Infinite Spirit, that being who is destined to become the divine minister, the Mother Spirit, of the new local universe. The departure of a Michael Son on this occasion forever liberates his creator prerogatives from the paradise sources and centers, subject only to certain limitations inherent in the pre-existence of these sources and centers, and to certain other antecedent powers and presences. Among these limitations to the otherwise all-powerful creator prerogatives of a local universe father are the following. 1. Energy matter is dominated by the Infinite Spirit. Before any new forms of things, great or small, may be created, before any new transformations of energy matter may be attempted, a creator son must secure the consent and working cooperation of the Infinite Spirit. 2. Creature designs and types are controlled by the Eternal Son. Before a creator son may engage in the creation of any new type of being, any new design of creature, he must secure the consent of the eternal and original Mother Son. 3. Personality is designed and bestowed by the Universal Father. The types and patterns of minds are determined by the pre-creature factors of being. After these have been associated to constitute a creature, personal or otherwise. Mind is the endowment of the third source and center, the universal source of mind ministry to all beings below the level of paradise creators. The control of spirit designs and types depends on the level of their manifestation. In the last analysis, spiritual design is controlled by the Trinity or by the pre-Trinity spirit endowments of the Trinity personalities, Father, Son, and Spirit. When such a perfect and divine Son has taken possession of the space site of his chosen universe, when the initial problems of universe materialization and of gross equilibrium have been resolved, when he has formed an effective and cooperative working union with the complemental daughter of the Infinite Spirit, then do his universe Son and this universe Spirit initiate that liaison which is designed to give origin to the innumerable hosts of their local universe children. In connection with this event, the creative spirit focalization of the Paradise Infinite Spirit becomes changed in nature, taking on the personal qualities of the Mother Spirit of a local universe. Notwithstanding that all Creator Sons are divinely like their Paradise Parents, none exactly resembles another. Each is unique, diverse, exclusive, and original in nature, as well as in personality. And since they are all the architects and makers of the life plans of their respective realms, this very diversity ensures that their domains will also be diverse in every form and phase of Michael-derived living existence which may be created or subsequently evolved therein. Hence the orders of creatures native to the local universes are quite varied. No two are administered or inhabited by dual-origin native beings who are in all respects identical. Within any super-universe, one half of their inherent attributes are quite alike, being derived from the universe, from the uniform creative spirits. The other half vary, being derived from the diversified creator sons. But such diversity does not characterize those creatures of soul origin in the creative spirit, nor those imported beings who are native to the central or super-universes. When a Michael son is absent from his universe, its government is directed by the first-born native being, the bright and morning star, the local universe chief executive. The advice and counsel of the Union of Days is invaluable at such times. During these absences, a Creator Son is able to invest the associated Mother Spirit with the over-control of his spiritual presence on the inhabited worlds and in the hearts of his mortal children, and the Mother Spirit of a local universe remains always at its headquarters, extending her fostering care and spiritual ministry to the uttermost parts of such an evolutionary domain. The personal presence of a Creator Son in his local universe is not necessary to the smooth running of an established material creation. Such sons may journey to paradise, and still their universes swing on through space. They may lay down their lines of power to incarnate as the children of time. Still, their realms whirl on about their respective centers. No material organization is independent of the absolute gravity grasp of paradise or of the cosmic overcontrol inherent in the space presence of the unqualified absolute. And that ends this reading.